has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday. It is the February 11th, 2021 edition of the Best Stocks Now show. 793,000 Americans filed new unemployment claims for the week ended February 6th. Well, I hope you weren't one of them. If so, well, we'll figure out where we can invest that money while you're sitting on the sidelines. Right now, we've got the Dow up. It's been up, it's been down, and now it's up again. It is up 27 points to 31,464. The S&P is up 7, which puts it at 3917, 83 points away from 4,000. The NASDAQ is back above 14,000. It couldn't hold 14,000 yesterday. It's up 45 points today, 14,016. There's no stopping the weed stocks right now, although valuation will certainly put a stop to that eventually. Russell 2000 up 16, 2298. Small caps, they are off to the best start in like 30 years. Think about that for your 401k at work. The Russell 2000 at 2300 right now. Crude oil down 15 cents, 58.53. We've got, where's that dastardly 10-year yield? It's been moving up, 1.15. Gold is up $1.50, going nowhere, at least for now, 1844. Silver's making a little bit of a move, however. It's up 21 cents to 27.29. That's the highest print I've seen on silver in quite some time. And last but not least, the biggest asset class, the fastest moving asset class of them all, Bitcoin is up $2,300 per coin, $48,020 on Bitcoin today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now show with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We had an interesting day in the market yesterday. In fact, it was so interesting. I think I fell asleep at the wheel a couple times. I told my subscribers, I think I'm going to go dig some clams at low tide and make some clam chowder tonight. It was delicious. But it was a slow day in the market yesterday. We're seeing this continued action in speculative, very speculative stocks. Yesterday it was the weed stocks once again. I have a theory on that, which I think I'm right on. In just a few moments, I want to talk about my theory there on why they're moving, other than the Reddit crowd and the millennials, etc. But I think there's another thing that's moving a lot of these hot sectors in the market. China was red hot yesterday, and that was about it. You know, it was a very, very dull day in the market yesterday, and it looks to maybe follow that pattern here today. We'll see. You never really know till you get into the individual stocks that make up the markets. All right, let's see. We have got, once again, I've got enough material for 2 days of radio shows, but I don't have enough energy, nor can I, go into Dennis Prager's show there in Sarasota. He'd get pretty mad at me if I do that. Well, the first news, the Fed's Jerome Powell stays dovish in speech. Well, that comes as no surprise. I mean, when they speak these days, doves fly out. There's doves circling their head, white doves. Janet Yellen, same thing, white doves circling their heads. He's going to keep the balance sheet where it is, so you don't have to worry about a taper tantrum. That's good news for the bond market, and I think that's cooled off the rise in interest rates a little bit. He says the balance sheet will be the size it needs to be to support the economy. In other words, enormous. And that's where it's at, okay? It's an enormous balance sheet right now. He also sounds sanguine on inflation. I like that word, sanguine. Sanguine. That's like sitting on the beach looking out at the waves. Very sanguine, peaceful kind of thing. And that's where they are on inflation right now, saying the Fed wants to actually see some inflation. Okay. Jobless claims, 793,000 today. You know what? That's still a very big number. We got to get people back to work. Now it's in Biden's hands. The consensus was 760,000. We're at 793,000, staying stubbornly high. Okay, we hear the word. You know, one of the terms we hear a lot in these times is sustainable. We want sustainable societies and sustainable resources and sustainable fisheries. The U.S. government deficit continues to swell to $736 billion year to date. Now, keep in mind, we're just 5 months into the fiscal, the government fiscal year. The government fiscal year actually begins on November the 1st. So, you know, we're 4 months in, and we've already spent $736 billion more than we took in. But let's not forget that that pattern has been in place now for a long, long time. And you can look at the bottom line of how much more we've spent in recent years than we've taken in. And it just continues to swell. And I ask the question, is it sustainable? I don't think it is. In fact, I know it isn't sustainable. The chickens will come home to roost at some point in time down the road. Here's my big story of the day. This is the biggest story of the day. This is a warning to all flounder. A flounder is a flat fish. It lies on the bottom of the ocean or a bay or a harbor, and it ambushes bait as it comes by. I like to catch flounders. They're delicious. But Popeyes is introducing a new sandwich that could go viral and could put a dent into the flounder population. Popeyes is releasing a new fish sandwich tomorrow that it hopes will generate the same amount of consumer interest as the chain's fried chicken sandwich. Well, I'd rather have flounder than chicken myself. The limited-time fish sandwich offering features a flaky flounder. I hope it's not a whole flounder. That's kind of hard. That's messy. They're good. I like that whole flounder, but on a little bun, be tough. Features a flaky flounder served on a brioche bun with pickles. For $4.49, flounders beware. Popeye's coming after you. Now, they ought to put spinach. Why don't they put spinach on that sandwich over there at Popeye's? You better not tax trade, says New York Stock Exchange President Stacy Cunningham. New York City wants to put a tax. This isn't a federal tax. This would be, I don't know if it's a state or a city tax, but they said, you do. They're warning state lawmakers, well, then that would be a state tax, about a proposal to impose a tax on certain financial transactions. The CEO of the New York Stock Exchange says that a number of Wall Street firms have already shifted many employees to Florida, Texas, and other states with more favorable tax policies. New York's leaders did the right thing in 1981 when they made the state's stock transfer tax dormant through a 100% rebate. So they're sounding a warning shot across the bow. You know, this has been talked about for a long, long time, a transaction tax. Well, you know, we know how that works. First, it's just a few assets. Pretty soon, it's every trade done on Wall Street. The cash register rings for the tax collector. And the state of New York saying, well, the tax is just minimal. Oh, we've heard that before. Pretty soon it goes from minimal to monumental. Carpet vaults, no, copper. This is in an interesting story. You know, I keep saying, why isn't gold moving? There is just a whiff of inflation in the air. The dollar should be weakening with all of the deficit spending. But gold is not moving. But what is moving? Well, I've mentioned wheat and fertilizer. Copper In fact, here is a theory that copper is the new gold. Copper vaults to an 8-year high. Freeport MacMoran, which we own in our dividend account, is rated a buy at J.P. Morgan. Well, rarely do I agree with J.P. Morgan on their stock picks, but I agree here. They think that copper not only benefits from stimulus that is coming, another $1.9 trillion, but also copper inventories are near decade lows. And they're calling copper the new gold. I'm not seeing any copper ads yet. I continue to see gold coin this, gold coin that. But copper coins, well, I've got a few in my pocket here. You know, is that the new gold? I don't know about that. When we come back, we'll talk about Robinhood and the IPO that's all the buzz today. This is Bill Gunderson. And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio show. We're up 70 right now on the Dow. That's pretty good. We've been up. We've been down. We're back up again. The NASDAQ right now is up about 60 points. And guess who's going to testify before Congress? Executives from Robinhood, Citadel, hedge fund, Melvin Hedge Fund, their executives are being called before Congress at a hearing on February the 18th. Gee, that's a week from today. That might be kind of interesting to watch. To explore the trading turmoil in GameStop and other stocks discussed on Reddit, which will be going public at some point in time, as I reported yesterday. So that will be something to put on your calendar. The GameStop hearings. Boy, blockchain. Riot blockchain stock climbs as new miners to boost capacity to 1EH/S. I'm not sure what that stands for. I'm sure you Bitcoin miners know all about that. I know that the energy to produce Bitcoins, these Bitcoin miners use more energy than the whole country of Argentina, somebody said this morning on TV. NVIDIA is my play there in that Bitcoin craze, which, you know, it just seems to be getting more and more mainstream all the time, does Bitcoin. I read this morning that MasterCard is going to start accepting Bitcoin. And also, we read here recently that Elon Musk will start accepting Bitcoins for Teslas. Freeport MacMoran, just checking in on that. I want to see where it's ranked in the Best Stocks Now app to see if my app is picking it up. I'm sure that's where I picked it up. Freeport is currently ranked it was number 140 a month ago. 3 months ago, it was number 100. Copper. I still like commodity-related stocks, and we mentioned there's an article actually on Seeking Alpha, not done by us. I think we're going to have a new article today. Give me a thumbs up or thumbs down, Barry, whether or not our new article will be published today. But there is an article out there by someone else calling copper the new gold. Okay, Riot Blockchain making a big move again today. Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of those Bitcoin stocks, Silvergate, MicroStrategy, Riot, Overstock, Mogo, M-O-G-O, M-A-R-A, one of the hottest ones. I wouldn't go near them. That's just me. But, of course, NVIDIA, you know, they have other business besides Bitcoin. Monopar soars 37%. You know what? I think it's up even more than that. This is our biotech stock of the day. Yeah, it's up 25%. It was up about 80% not too long ago. They're getting promising results from a potential drug to treat bladder cancer. So that's good news. We'll continue to track that one. I'll put that one on my watch list. MNPR. It's a microcap. It's a 143 billion dollar or million dollar company. You know, you got to be careful of these biotech microcaps. There's every day there's probably 10 of them that make big moves. I think you've got the Robin Hood crowd involved in a lot of those little microcap biotech stocks. Riskier than Bitcoin, I would say. China. Joe Biden holds his first phone call with Xi today. Wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall? President Biden, he has held his first telephone call since taking, as tensions remain high between the leaders of the world's two largest economies. Well, we will see how that goes. The last communication we've had with China was back in March of 2020 between President Trump, ex-President Trump, and Xi. Biden started the meeting by prioritizing a free and open Indo-Pacific and voicing concerns about China's coercive and unfair economic practices. He also addressed Beijing's crackdown in Hong Kong, reported human rights abuses in Xinjiang, well, that's the Uyghur Muslims, and of course he's been rattling the saber quite a bit towards Taiwan. So that's a hot issue. We'll see where that goes under the Biden administration. I don't expect to see, however, tariffs coming down the line. Okay, the cannabis craze. I have my thoughts on that. You know, I talked, I think, Monday about the MJ and other cannabis ETFs up over 80% so far this year. Well, you know, when people read that kind of stuff, what do? They pour money into those ETFs. And when the money comes into those ETFs have to buy these stocks. And a lot of the cannabis stocks are not exactly large cap stocks. They're pretty small. I noted about 12 yesterday that were all up about the same percentage amount. Now, that's not individual investors to me. I think the ETFs are driving the action in these smaller stocks. Okay, so for instance, yesterday in the weed patch, Neptune Wellness, CANN, MedMen, Tilray, OGI, ACB, PNLHF, Sundial, Zyne, ZYNE, about 10 of them were all up about 15 to 20% yesterday, all at once. I believe that we have a new phenomenon in the market. It's probably not new. It's probably been with us for quite some time. Are these hot ETFs that have to buy these stocks? And I have the same theory regarding Cathie Wood, who... I mean, she's buying a lot of the same stocks that I've been buying. It seems like she comes in after we come in, but that's okay. She's got a bigger voice than I do. She's got a bigger AUM, that's assets under management, than I do. But she's definitely, her funds are definitely influencing a lot of these stocks and creating a lot of momentum in these stocks. Okay, so let's test my theory here. She is showing increased interest in a company. The symbol is EXPC. Well, this is a recent SPAC that makes robo-taxis, not something I'm real hot on. But you can see this stock shooting up yesterday on big volume, and it's up another 4% today. EXPC, why is it up? Because the ARK, that's Cathie Wood's ETF group, the Autonomous Technology and Robotics ETF, that's ARKQ, is buying up shares of EXPC. And I think if you take a look at Cathie Wood's top 10 holdings overall at ARK, you'll see the momentum continues because people are flowing money into those ARK ETFs. We'll be right back. And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show with the Dow up 21 points right now. I can't really tell what's going on in the market till I really get into the individual stocks. But I got more on this Kathy Woods theory that I have, who runs the ARK ETFs. I'm just looking at her top holdings in one of her, the fund we just talked about, ARKQ, which is the ARK Autonomous Technology. Okay, so that indicates, you know, autonomous cars and robotics ETF. She owns a lot of the stocks, same stocks that we own. Here's her top holding is Tesla. Okay, and I think across the board, I think Tesla's in many of her ETFs. So as millions come into her her ETFs, they've got to go out and buy the stock. They don't do what I do. They wait for a good point in time, which I'll get to in a moment. She's not unconstrained like I am. She is constrained. She's got a, I'm sure if you dig down deep, Paul, you can dig down deep in the foot, in the fine print. How much does she have to stay invested? Can she be 100% cash if this stuff starts going south? Because look, this stuff, these are the hot stocks of today that she's in, and they will go south at some point in time. Keep in mind that the NASDAQ back in the year 2000 went down 79%. I'm not saying that's going to happen again, but we will see a major bear market, especially in these kinds of overpriced, you know, widely held, hyped, popular stocks. And you have nowhere to run if you're not unconstrained. If you're constrained, you have nowhere to run. Here comes a tidal wave at you, and you just got to sit there and take it instead of, you know, seeing the warnings, getting inshore, getting on high ground before everything comes down. But here's her top 10 holdings. Tesla, Materialise, I know that stock. That's a 3D printing stock out of Belgium. She owns Trimble Navigations. I know that stock very well. In fact, I think it was in my 2013 book. Trimble does all of the, you know, guiding and maps and whatnot. Baidu she owns. I've owned Baidu. I wish I wouldn't have sold Baidu. It's out of China. Guess what her fifth biggest holding in that fund is? Her and I must be simpatico. Deer. Symbol DE. Yeah. Autonomous and robotic. What do you think they're doing with all these tractors? And all of this farm equipment, it's run by satellites. We don't need a guy in overalls in the sitting in there. I'm sure he's sitting in there enjoying the music, got the air conditioner turned up while the satellite guides him. I know that these shipping containers that come off these big freighters coming in from China are offloaded. It's all satellite driven. She owns JD.com. She owns Alphabet, Google. She owns Kratos Defense and Security, KTOS. She owns Nano Dimensions. Now, there's a good example. Nano Dimensions is a very small company, NNDM. I actually spotted that quite some time ago. They make 3D printers that print circuit boards. It's an Israeli company. And that thing just started taking off, and I could never catch up to it. It was gone before I ever had a chance at it. And, you know, look at the momentum in that Nano Dimensions. It was going along at $1.40. All of a sudden, it's $16 per share. You can't tell me that a lot of that is not ARK, A-R-K, buying that stock. And, of course, the smaller the stock, the more impact buying from a big institution would have on the stock. Her 10th biggest holding, Taiwan Semiconductor. Okay, so that's just that one fund. She owns about, I don't know how many ETFs she's up to now. She keeps creating more. I think there's six or seven. Okay, now let's go to her ARK Innovation Fund, her number one holding. Once again, Tesla. She's got a lot of exposure to Tesla. Number two is Roku. Number three, CRISPR Therapeutics. That's the genes. A sequencing stock. Then she owns Square, her fifth biggest holding, Teladoc, Zillow, Spotify. So you get the drift. Now, she's buying a new small one that we actually sold a while back, CDNA, Care DX. CDNA jumps 10% after Kathy Woods announced she's getting into it. So she's moving the market. Now, here's an old story I've got, make it real short, but I can remember back in the year 2000, and I'm sure Paul can remember this, there were stars made overnight. Boy, I'd have to go back in my notes, because these people are basically gone from the business now. I'm not saying Kathy Woods will be gone from the business, but there were a lot of stars. I remember Garrett Von Wagener. That's one name that comes to mind. Paul's probably shaking his head. Yeah, I remember Garrett Von Wagener. He bought every hot stock that came along, every new .com that came along, and he was the superstar for a couple of years. And then he was gone from the business, I think. But I could go on and on and on about hot mutual funds. Back then, I used to visit a lot of the mutual fund managers in the Bay Area. And when I went back, you know, a few years after the NASDAQ crashed, their offices were empty. They were gone. They were out of business. They wanted on to get into the hedge fund business. That's what most of them did. But anyways, the word that comes to mind here is these guys were constrained. They had to be invested long the market, especially in a mutual fund. I mean, it was right in their law, bylaws, and their rules, and their prospectus that they provide to clients, which they can't violate. So they had nowhere to run, nowhere to hide when the storm came through. I call it the valuation hurricane that came through the NASDAQ. Now, I know a lot of my listeners were there in the year 2000 and have memories of stocks that were down 95% from their all-time highs. And that was a valuation bubble like nobody's ever seen before. We're not quite to that level right now, okay? I mean, we're approaching that level, and there's a lot of certain little areas, pockets of the market that are beyond these wheat stocks, for instance. They don't have any earnings at all, and they're up 25% yesterday. They're up 85% year to date. You see the GameStops, you see these meme stocks, American Airlines, Bed Bath & Beyond, being played by these Reddit traders. And what are they completely leaving out of the equation here? Valuation. Which, you know what, over the years, that's one big lesson I've learned, that stocks eventually come back down to valuation. When I saw GameStop at $4.83, I said it's worth about $8, $9, $10 a share. Well, it's not quite there yet. I think it's at $40 or $50 or something like that. But it's down $450 per share from that 483 peak. So, you know what? Just be careful. Number one, pay attention to valuation. And number two, when the valuation storm starts to come through Wall Street, you need a place to run and hide and even hopefully maybe make money in some of the inverse funds, ETFs, in some of the most bloated areas of the market. Well, here's another valuation concern. You know, you take a stock like Tesla and its P.E. ratio, everybody's getting into Tesla's game. Ford is getting into Tesla's game. GM, and these stocks trade at, you know, low double-digit multiples, low teens, 12 and 13. Toyota rallies after announcing new electric vehicles for the U.S. market. Well, I mean, think of the distribution networks that GM, Ford, Toyota have versus what Tesla has. And yet Toyota has a P.E. ratio of 16, and Tesla has a P.E. ratio of 361. And I would just say that when the valuation tornado comes through Wall Street and takes all of these high valued stocks with it, I would think Tesla would be right in its sights, especially when you compare it with other electric vehicle makers. Now, we'll see. I could be wrong, but I think a couple years from now, you're going to say, wow, Bill was right about some of these highfalutin, high P.E., extraordinarily high P.E. stocks. I should have listened. You don't want to be sitting there holding a stock that's down 95%. You want an escape route, an evacuation route, we call them out here in hurricane country. And you don't want to be constrained. You don't want to be handcuffed to your house and not be able to run and flee when the valuation storm comes to Wall Street. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll try to sound more optimistic here when we come back.
You got to go.
To the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Well, we've got the IPO of the day is Bumble. Symbol BMBOL. Its price is good, $43 per share. We don't know where it will open. That's an $8 billion company. Definition of Bumblebee. Now, we had Bumblebee Tuna in San Diego. But the definition on Merriam-Webster of bumblebee, any of numerous large, robust, hairy social bees. So I guess that's what you got with Bumble, a large group of people that are social. I don't know about the hairy part, but that's what it is in bees. And, of course, the word Bumble itself, that means to kind of stumble along, doesn't it? Just move or act in an awkward or confused manner. That's me sometimes after a long day. Speak in a confused or indistinct way. Many will say that about the radio show. The succeeding speaker bumbled. Well, Bumble, keep your eye on it. You've got Match.com out there already. A few others. I don't have much interest in this thing. We'll see if Kathy Woods buys it. If she buys it, then it's going to go flying and everybody will want it. Now, I'm not going to have a featured stock today. Instead, I'm going to talk about four or five here that kind of have new products and new things going on. Galat, G-I-L-T, Galat. They've been around for a long time. I don't know if it's Gillat or Galat. Satellite Networks. It's out of Israel. They have shipped an initial group of modems out of a potential multi-million dollar purchase by China. So we'll keep our eye on that one, 5G modems, which Qualcomm is also in that business. Look at Galat Go. That looks almost like Kathy Woods is in there buying, G-I-L-T. It's a little microcap stock. It's $1.1 billion, but it's showing up on my A-plus momentum screens, and now I know why. They are getting into the 5G modem business, and they got a big customer in China. This one really caught my eye yesterday. I've owned this stock in the past, and I wish I would have kept it. Enphase. I want to say that's another Israeli stock. In fact, there's an Israeli ETF that's been doing quite well. I don't know if Enphase, let me see. No, Enphase is out of Silicon Valley, but there is a very good Israeli solar stock. Enphase designs, develops, and sells home energy solutions for the solar voltaic industry. It's got a very rich P.E. ratio, but this is what caught my eye, ENPH. This analyst from Needham comes along and raises his target price from 118 to 240. That's rare that you see a doubling of the target price. The problem is he was way behind with his $118 target price. It surpassed that a long time ago. It closed yesterday around 205, so he woke up, said, well, I better raise my target price, put it a little bit ahead of where it's at now. But to go from 118 to 240, that is significant. Enphase is a very, very fast-growing solar stock. I continue to like it. I don't own it at the current time, but you know how those green energy stocks. This has become a $26 billion market cap company. It was $1 a share in 2018, ENPH, and now it's $205 per share. One of the biggest winners in the market in recent years. We owned it in the one of our portfolios for a while, and I took a nice profit out of it. If I have been guilty of selling stocks too soon, and this is one of them. Okay, another one that's in the news that catches my eye here today is Chart Industries, GTLS. Now, that's one that we own. I could have made that my featured stock of the day. GTLS, Chart Industries, has also been around for a long, long time, but they have a new life. They're making hydrogen. They're getting into the hydrogen business, and they're a leader in manufacturing gases and equipment and whatnot. They used to be big in the oil and gas industry. But these fuel cell companies like Ballard and Fuel Cell Energy and Plug Power and all the rest of them, Ballard and Chart team up for a heavy-duty mobility onboard hydrogen solution system for buses, trucks, rail, and marine vessels. And I continue to like this whole green energy renewable. I wish we had a renewable budget, government budget. It isn't, or sustainable and renewable. No, there's nothing renewable about it. Spend, 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 whether you've got an R after your name or a D after your name. Chart Industries, GTLS, highly ranked in the app. I don't know if Kathy Woods is buying it or not, but Gunderson's been buying it. And it is a roundabout way. Like the NVIDIA's a roundabout way to get to Bitcoin, and Chart GTLS is a roundabout way to get to fuel cells, hydrogen. And remember, that's a controversial subject. Our friend Elon calls them fool cells. But a lot of people disagree with old Elon. Okay, there was one other one that caught my eye, but I'm out of time. Yeti, Generac, they caught my eye today. And Zillow always catches my eye. Zillow was a game changer. There's another one I sold too soon. I'm going to hit myself on the forehead. That's why I have a flat forehead. I've sold too many stocks too soon. Zillow continues to hit new highs. That was a game changer when Zillow came along in the real estate industry. And one last one. Microsoft approached Pinterest about a takeover in recent months. Pinterest. I have a lot of interest in Pinterest. P-I-N-S. All right. Well, I could have talked about a whole lot more, but I picked out what I thought were the most important stories for you. And if you would like to make an appointment with one of my advisors, they've been busy. I have no problem. Keep them busy. They love talking to people. We get a lot of good feedback on a daily basis. I wish I could read some of the things people write to us. But I think the SEC or something, I don't know if they want you reading testimonials and this kind of stuff and whatnot. Anyways, well, I get it. I get nasty ones sometimes too, you know. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Set up an appointment or get the newsletter for free, 2-week trial. GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.